Hey, everybody, and welcome to another Avid podcast. I'm your host, Matt Fury. On today's show, you'll hear highlights from our interview with longtime filmmaker Arthur Klein. Arthur's just finished production on his latest documentary, Why Yoga? But before we get to that, let's listen to a brief message.
Avid is putting together its 2007 customer reel, and we want you. Send us your best work, and you might win Media Composer software. This is a great opportunity to have your work seen at the industry's biggest events, including NAB 2007 in Las Vegas. Learn more at avid.com/footage.
Okay, so before we meet Arthur, let me take a second and give you a little bit about his background. In his role as a filmmaker, Arthur's been an award-winning editor, a director, creative writer, producer, studio exec, and multimedia director. This vast experience in all elements of filmmaking has given him a keen understanding of both classic and modern storytelling methods. Now, all this experience has led Arthur to some highly diverse opportunities where he could create cutting-edge projects and presentations for companies like Sony, MTV, and Discovery, just to name a few. Arthur's just finished production on his film Why Yoga. It's a documentary about the growing practice of yoga in America and its evolution from Indian roots. The film itself took over 6 years to shoot, and he used a variety of formats ranging from DV25 to HDV to Varicam. With this variety of formats, the post-production workflow was, as you would assume, a challenge. Arthur currently is in the process of submitting the film to Sundance. We caught up with him by phone to talk about the film, as well as his post-process with Avid. So Arthur, thanks for joining us today. Before we start talking about what you're working on right now, can you give us like a career path or history of how you got to this point?
Well, although it looks pretty good on paper now, it was pretty haphazard as it all unfolded. I began in editorial in the 80s, working on, at first, linear video, both offline and online editing. And then I moved on to working in film because I thought it would be interesting to move back to that, which made me a perfect candidate when Avid first started to merge those worlds and bring it to a nonlinear environment.
So how was that transition for you? I mean, a lot of people, I remember back at the time, it was a brave new world and they were a little reticent to jump into that. Did you find it a tough transition or did things just make sense right away?
I think it's the key to what had given me opportunities to jump very quickly up the ladder because I was very techno-friendly. I've been using computers since 1979. And so that I knew the hands-on empirical world of editing, I was a good bridge to be able to teach the older guys and also to be support on a project because a lot of the earlier systems, not to mention any names, all of them had issues with getting to an online session in a linear environment, so I could do that massaging very easily because I knew both worlds.
Sure. Okay, so all of that led up to where you are today. I know that you're working on a documentary called Why Yoga. Tell us a little bit about that and the workflow and the tools you're using to get that done.
Okay, well, Why Yoga, interestingly enough, has pretty much edited on every version of Express from the very premiere version, which was called version 2. It also started not as a film or anything else. I was actually directing and editing and writing a TV special for great public school teachers at the time that I started to do this documentary, which it actually started with 9/11 and I got really upset. I grew up watching the World Trade Centers being built. And when that happened, I was working on this TV special, and I just felt totally unsettled. And my take was, I thought maybe a yoga class might help to cope with what was going on. And it wasn't for a year until I filmed anything, but eventually some of my yoga teachers said, you're a filmmaker. Maybe you want to capture a little of what's going on in this whole new idea of what yoga is. And so I started filming, and I don't know that without a tool like Express and, without DV Cam and all of these tools that were prosumer, but, in the hands of professionals, you can get really incredible results, as people will see in the film. And so as a result of that, I've shot 300 hours of material in HD, in HDV, in, DV Cam. And I even have some normal Betacam 1:1 in there as well. So I have had to come up with a workflow to be able to deal with all these materials in their, in their best and most pristine quality.
And Express has been perfectly suitable to working with all those different formats for you.
It really was an incredible tool up until the very last stage now that I'm in with finishing the film, because I'm going to do an HD and a standard def finish on my Media Composer software only at home.
Right, so people are still, you know, we talk about this all the time with all the different HD acquisition types that are getting more and more affordable. You mentioned, you know, HDV and DVC Pro HD, all those different lower cost cameras. We're still having to deliver for standard definition.
I totally recommend, you know, when working on a software only system, really all a creative be in a one-to-one environment. And then once you've locked yourself creatively in the same way you would lock for sound to go to Pro Tools, then you switch to the HD timeline and relink to all of your original HD material and transcode all the other material that was, you know, that was acquired in 1:1 or DV25. And you bring that all up to a DNX codec to work with.
What was it about all these different formats? What put you in the position of having to work with all these different format acquisition types?
Considering I started the project 5 years ago, there was no HD at that time that was readily available other than what George Lucas was doing with the Sony camera for Star Wars. It wasn't an option originally. And then I guess about a year and a half, well, when you first released the DNX codecs, I was like, well, we can work in mixed timelines. Why not at least acquire all of my graphics and all my After Effects, you know, special lower thirds, transitions? Why not cook it and acquire it in a DNX 220 environment? And it looks incredible. I've projected sections of this to run tests, and the DNX 220 codec, I got to tell you, I've actually for clients done 1:1 on a you know, Symphony Nitrous, and I think that the 1:1, they're kind of wasting the space and the render time and all the other issues that make it a much more robust, you know, signal for 1:1. I don't think you get better quality even projected.
Yeah, especially when you talk about a project like yours, we had over 300 hours. Just think about trying to manage that in all uncompressed HD.
As far as I'm concerned, the DNX codecs for acquiring anything that you're going to acquire by, you know, basically cooking, it's you can get to the finish line with the highest quality possible. Now, for the 1:1 material and the DV25 material that I've brought in, I don't need the 220 codec, so the DNX 145 works just fine. It's very easy and efficient, especially since you can keep switching your timeline from being 1080 to being 30i.
Sure. Well, you mentioned that so much has changed since the time you started this project, both in terms of acquisition and also in terms of the products that Avid's been offering. One of those big changes, of course, has been the debut of a software-only Media Composer, which I understand
Yes. You
made the jump up to from Express.
Yes.
What were those motivating factors that made you move from Express up to Media Composer?
I think the premier difference is the ability to cut animats. I mean, the ability to you know, whether it be customize wipes by using an action in the frame to wipe the frame and follow it with an animat, or the ability to take, you know, a talking head and place it in a beautiful environment just by carving, you know, the person you have speaking or the people you have speaking out of the frame. There are some incredible montage, you know, pieces of the movie that would not have been easily possible doing it any other way.
So was this a fairly seamless transition for you going from Express to Composer? Did you have any problems in terms of moving media or material or just in terms of a learning curve?
No, there really weren't any problems. All of the stuff that I had digitized, you know, within the Express all came through. Some of the media of 15S that I used for offlining this was digitized in 2002, 2003, and is still working just fine.
Okay, so you mentioned Animat as being, you know, one of those features of Media Composer. It's unique to Composer.
Yes.
That people might not always think of. You know, Media Composer is such the editing workhorse, the flagship product, but it does have a lot of effects capabilities built in that are unique to storytelling. Are there other aspects of Media Composer that you've been able to apply to Y-Yoga or any other project?
Oh, absolutely. Well, also, even with the Media Composer software version, you get the four-point tracker, which means that any of the animats and or any of the paint tool kinds of treatments that I might use are trackable. And the tracker in its newest form is far better than any version of it I've ever tried. It's very forgiving. It allows you to do not just tracking but smoothing and all sorts of things that help with documentary style, you know, footage, because you're not always on a tripod and you don't always have time to set up a shot that you need at that moment. So these are tools that are, you know, quite beneficial.
You had mentioned earlier working with Pro Tools and moving mm-hmm. sessions back and forth between Media Composer and Pro Tools. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things people really like about the majority of the Avid offerings is they are Mac and PC compatible, and there's feature parity across the board.
Yes.
Have you had issues before where you had to work between different platforms, whether it was Mac or PC, and had to give consideration to, oh, well, that's going to be a Mac, and this isn't going to be compatible?
I believe any of these thoughts, if you, at the beginning of the project, figure out what your workflow is going to be, none of these are problems. They're just things to be aware of, and I can deliver sound to a Mac facility. I can, you know, and I'm doing this on basically a PC running Media Composer. You can move back and forth pretty easily after, you know, 15 or 20 minutes on one or the other system.
Well, in that light, what kind of advice would you give to, you know, other independent filmmakers that are looking to move into Media Composer or up from Express to Composer? What kind of advice would you give them? What kind of things would you tell them to look out for?
Well, there are a bunch of things that you wouldn't ordinarily notice about your navigability with the interface that are just more elegant in the sense of, you know, basically the way that I would regard the product line is Express essentially is the Explorer, you know, SUV of the product line. And then I think you move up to more of the Lexus type of vehicle with Media Composer, and with the Nitrous Symphony, you move up to the Maserati. And, you know, all of them will get you from point A to point B. So essentially, my highlights of the things that when you move to Media Composer you get, and I also have the same list for when you move from Media Composer to, you know, Symphony environment as well. But from Express to Media Composer, the things that I like the most is you have an assignable key to move you back and forth from trim mode to effects mode, you know, to source, record, cut mode. I like that a lot. You also can open up an island monitor of a, you know, of any of your material to run along with your source and record monitor and gang them all together so you can keep cutting while, you know, dragging along an offline version of whatever you're cutting at, you know, as you're starting to make secondary and, you know, all your go around of changes. The other things that I totally love is having full fluid motion in the Media Composer, because when you're, you know, doing motion effects, it gives you a great deal more options.
Okay, we talked a little bit about acquisition and all mm-hmm. the choices that you have to make as an independent. I'm assuming there's just as many choices and demands on you as regards to deliverables. What sort of trends are you seeing there? What things are you having to meet in that regard?
You know, essentially, I will do an HD finish on this thing, you know, bringing basically my media into a Nitrous environment. And I'll probably do everything, including a video mixdown, on my system at home. So I'll walk into the session and basically it'll be copy the files over and do an output to a D5, full 1080 with everything that would be DNX 220 possible, 145 possible, and that'll be the entire timeline. I've already done sections. It looks beautiful. It's really, really beautiful. And I have an SDI Mojo, and I did a screening for charity. Basically, one of the teachers in the film teaches yoga in women's prisons. And so, basically, one of the things Sundance allows you to do while in the application process is have screenings that are, you know, fundraiser screenings. So I had a donation-based screening, so I decided, I had a 2K projector at a regular movie theater we were using, and so I decided a buddy loaned me a Digi Beta, you know, an M2000. So I brought it over to my home, hooked it up to the Mojo, and we went through some kind of Faruja going into the 2K, and I'll tell you, the Digi Beta out of here for a, you know, for an ad hoc, you know, screening, it looked really, really good. And the HD material clearly looked better than the standard def material. I'm not sure exactly why that works, but, you know, even when you take HD and bring it down to 1:1, which I did with all the HD stuff using your transcode, application within the program, and it looks fabulous. And people thought they were looking at HD, so I can only, you know, imagine what, when I finally finish the HD version, it'll be. Now, the whole other side of it is, with your applying to film festivals, you have to address creating DVDs.
Sure.
And I just upgraded to the new Sorenson 4.5.
Okay, Sorenson Squeeze, yes.
It cuts the cook time down by about half.
Sorenson Squeeze is included with Media Composer.
Exactly. And I'm just saying the newest version, from 4.3 to 4.5, 4.5 just came out a few days ago. It's unbelievable how, you know, they've improved the product. And it actually does have Blu-ray support in it as well now.
Right. So is that something you think you'll be delivering soon, is high-definition DVDs?
I just got, you know, they do have a web install, so I just got the web install, and I'm very happy, because an 88-minute movie pretty much takes about 7 hours to cook, and now it's down to 3.5-4 hours.
Very cool. Well, Arthur, I want to thank you for giving us some insight into your world. I think it's a lot of valuable information for our listeners, and good luck on all your future projects.
Thank you, and I just wanted to add, if anyone is in a specific situation and has any specific questions, they can always email me at arthur@whyyogamovie.com, and I'm happy to help you with whatever's going on, because we're just inventing this new technology at this point. So, you know, it's basically kind of a creative tribe of us out there. So if anyone needs any help, please feel free to email me, and I'll do my best to get back to you as quickly as I can. So that's arthur@whyyogamovie.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you again, Arthur, and take care.
Thank you. Bye.
So that's our interview with Arthur Klein. Once again, we'd like to thank him for taking time out of his busy schedule to speak with us. For more in this series of podcasts that profile some of the best storytellers on the planet, we invite you to stay tuned to avid.com/podcasts. If you want more, check out the Avid Customer Gallery section on our website, or even better, subscribe to Avid in Focus, our bi-weekly newsletter, giving you customer stories, tips and tricks, and company news each and every month. That's all we have for today. Again, I'm Matt Fury, and thanks for listening.